Good morning, and thanks so much for tuning into your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak. I am joined in the studio this morning with City of Ketchikan Police Chief Joe White and Dispatcher Andrea Rauer, and they're here to tell us about Shop with a Cop. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. So what does this mean? What is Shop with a Cop?
Shop with a Cop is a program that kind of goes on nationwide. And we've talked about trying it for a few years now, and Andrea came in last week and said, I think this is the year, and said we should do it. So we're going to kick it off this year for the first time ever for Ketchikan. The premise of this is we ask for nominations from the community for families that maybe need a little help this holiday season. Once we get some nominations in, we are also asking for funding for this event. When we figure out our level of funding, we can figure out how many families we can actually help this year. The idea is once we get a family nominated, we work with the parents and identify which child would be the best one to be a candidate for this, and they get to ride out to a store with an officer and go shopping for their family, their siblings, their parents. Excuse me. The gifts are then brought back to the police department, wrapped. We'll go back and buy a gift for the individual that we shopped with, the child we shopped with, and then right before Christmas time, we deliver the presents to the family.
And how does this work? I know Salvation Army has their gift program. Would these be potentially different families, or I don't even know how that would work.
I would have to say yes. We have 14 nominations so far from the community, and we'll select as many as we can with the funding amount. So I would assume that these are not the same families.
And how are people nominating? I mean, is it just getting the word out there as best as you can?
Yes, we have a nomination form online on our Facebook page, and also you can pick one up at the police department, and we dropped them off at all the local schools.
So we're getting some input from counselors and school administrators, teachers. They can help identify maybe some of these families that need a little extra help. And so that's where the nominations have been. We've been getting them just straight from the community, but also from the school district at this point.
So you have the nominations coming in. You said you're also needing funding. So even if someone doesn't nominate someone, are they able to donate?
So right now we're taking donations at the police department. We've also set up an event account at Tongass Federal Credit Union. It's called Shop with a Cop, so people can drop off donations straight to Tongass Federal Credit Union. I believe that the cutoff for the nominations are...
It's December 8th.
December 8th. So by that point, we should have a pretty good list of people that we're going to be trying to assist. We'll look at the level of funding we have. We'll figure out how many families we can actually get into the program and work with this season.
And this is the first year you're giving it a go?
First season. I believe Andrea was looking at Juno's Facebook page. I believe this is year number 13 for them, or
yes,
14?
Yes, 13.
It's a really good success up there. I think it's just a good way for especially children, but certain families in the community that maybe don't interact with the police department very often, is a good way for them to get out and have some positive interactions with law enforcement. The idea is that it's almost like a big brother type situation, big sister type situation, where the child is paired up with an officer in uniform. We've been working with Walmart, with Terry Smith out there, and that's going to be the target store that we go to. We're going to try to have a table set up with hot chocolate, with cookies, make it an event. It's not just running through the store with a child to try to grab a few gifts. It's going to, if anybody shopped with a 7 or 8 year old, you know it's going to be a little bit of a time out there with them. So we're kind of looking forward to that. We are also saying if the community, if there's certain people that, you know, they don't have the means to donate, or they're not going to be involved in this officially, it might just be a nice thing to show up out of Walmart on the day of the shopping event to kind of lend support to the children that are out there. The event is set for the morning of the 15th of December. So we're looking 9, 10 o'clock? Maybe?
Yeah.
And how does that work, I guess, having a child make the decisions and do the shopping? Is that what's traditionally done?
That's what's traditionally done, and we don't know how it's going to turn out. We hope good. Most kids are eager to please for their family. You know, they usually have a good idea of what their family needs or their siblings want. So we hope it'll turn out well.
On the nomination form, it gives whoever's being nominated, the person that's actually filling out the form needs to give a reason why they should be considered, names of all the children involved, ages, and specific needs associated with the family. Once we get in contact number for the parents, guardians. So once we get all that information, we get a hold of parents or guardians and maybe get a list of maybe some of the ideas for their other siblings, what would be wanted, be it clothing or toys or whatever. So we have maybe have a better idea of going in there to help guide the shopper. We're asking that the shopping child needs to be at least 5 years old. I think five and under would probably triple our time at the store. So.
And there'll be several, if there's several families chosen, again, depending on how much money you have to be able to do this, it's like each shops with a different cop.
I think so. I mean, we'll see what we can help. Juno had 33 families last year. We're not going to be able to do that kind of level, but I think this might be an officer takes a child, goes out, gets that shopping done. It depends on how many families we have and how many officers we can get involved with this. So they might do repeats throughout the day and get people out there.
And so will the children be arriving there in a police car?
Yes.
How will that work? Okay.
We'll either have the parents bring them to the police station or we'll meet them at the house. But that'll be part of the experience is they'll get to drive in a marked police car with a uniformed officer and, like I said, kind of make an event out of it for them.
Okay. And that could either be really exciting for someone or in a way kind of scary.
That's what we need to work with the parents to make sure we the right child is selected. We don't want this to be anything but positive. We're trying to do a shopping event with them, and then also we're trying to raise either some groceries or donations to supply a Christmas dinner for them, so put together a basket for Christmas dinner. So those are the two targets we're trying to get for this event.
Okay, great. So anything else that you wanted to add?
You can always follow our Facebook page. We're putting updates on there so everyone will know what's going on, what time the event is scheduled for, when it's going to start. Any updates we'll put on our City of Ketchikan Police Department Facebook page.
Okay, and again, the deadline for nominations was December 9th?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. All right. Thank Perfect. You very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Again, Shop with the Cop event coming up, and you can, as Andrea Rauer said, check out their Facebook page. You certainly could probably give them a call at their business line if you had some questions. And again, we'll post some of that information on our website, krbd.org, along with this interview later this morning.